Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm happy to be with you again right here on Born on the 4th of July. It's always a pleasure to spend time with you, the listening audience across the nation. I'm Barbara Jean, your host for today's Born on the 4th of July, and I'm wishing for you and yours a great and wonderful summer, and that you will withstand all of the activities that are out there and about, causing you some consternation and a difficulty maybe in understanding the rush and the activity of this new administration. I would strongly recommend that you have a chance, if you have a chance, to go to News with Views and read the latest article by Dr. Edwin Vieira, Jr. It is entitled, If Not Now, When? And the date, July 20th, 2009. And you will find it once again at newswithviews.com. So here we go, and he's talking about transformation of maybe America, and maybe we are just experiencing perhaps the coronation of a king. I'm just paraphrasing some of his ideas. But he says that the private economy is collapsing, the public debt is ballooning, and the Fed and the Treasury and Big Wall Street are looting America. I like that because I believe that is the case, looting America. And maybe on a scale of ferocity, he says, not witnessed anywhere in the world since Attila the Hun or Genghis Khan. And rogue officialdom in the general government is at work night and day to replace America the Beautiful with a first-class fascistic national security police state before the economic house of cards tumbles down entirely. He asks the average American what you might do, how to correct the course, and what can Americans do to stop the shriveling and whining set that says, gee, maybe it's too late, it's all happened anyway. So there are people coming to the rescue, and I'm delighted to bring on Sheriff Mack. He has written a book, County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. We talked earlier in May, and my oh my, it's July, and things change every day and every month. Sheriff Mack on Born on the 4th of July. Hi, and how are you?
Hi, Barbara Jean, doing fine, and thanks for inviting me back on the show.
Well, it's a pleasure, and how are you doing? I know you're traveling all over the country, and you're meeting with groups and sheriffs. How's it going?
Well, absolutely amazing. I just got an email just 5 minutes ago from
We'll go to break right now, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Sheriff Mack on RBN. Don't go away.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today. 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, and of course this is the month of the celebration of July 4th, and a lot of things have happened in the last 10 or 12 years, or maybe 15, that make things just a bit different. We have Sheriff Mack going across the country, speaking with different sheriffs, different groups, and sacrificing a lot of his time. And yet he's got an email to share and a message to share with us today. So onward with the show. We're delighted to have you on.
Oh, well, thanks. Was from a citizen. I'm trying to get his name. I'll just look up his email then. How's that sound?
That'll be sure.
Let's see. It is. Well, let me tell you what he did, and that'll get you his name here. I met with him when I was in Fredericksburg, Texas, speaking about 3 months ago. 2 months ago. Yeah, 3 months ago. And he was a staunch Ron Paul supporter, and he got me in touch with Ron Paul. And he loved my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. Since the book has come out, February 15th, it has sold over 11,000 copies. And you're right, my schedule and my life are not even my own anymore. I just got back from Redding, California on Friday, and I did Roseburg, Oregon on Saturday. The Thursday before that, I was at Precinct 19 speaking with the Republican Party precinct members. So that was last Thursday. And this Sunday, I go to Dallas. I speak at the Dallas Armed Collectors Association on Monday night. On Tuesday afternoon, I speak in Fredericksburg again. They're flying me from Dallas over to Fredericksburg and then back to Dallas. And that evening, I'm speaking at the Republican Conservative group there. And I really don't have any rules about who I speak with. I would love to speak with left-wing groups as much as right-wing groups. I don't believe this is a partisan issue. I believe it's an American issue. It does seem to resonate with Republicans and conservatives more than Democrats and liberals, but I would really like to see Democrats and liberals see the necessity and common sense of this. It's just simply putting local people and local authorities in charge of the essence of government. And Thomas Jefferson and the other founders warned us that the best government was the government that governed least, and that the local authority should be in charge of the bulk of governing, and that the people are still in charge. And so pursuant to my victory at the United States Supreme Court, and pursuant to the depression that I experienced watching the last presidential election, I wrote this book. And I was really dismayed, and you know me well enough. You've seen me, and you know what kind of a person I am. You know that I'm a positive person. Hope springs eternal with me. And so I knew there had to be hope, even though the government seems to be experiencing at the federal level a great imbalance of power, and that they are continuing to usurp power that is not constitutionally theirs, and that there seems to be no limitations as to what they can do and what they will do to us to attempt to take care of us. And if anybody should be taking care of us in government, it's the local authorities, it's counties and cities. It's not the federal government. It's not their job. It's not their purview. It's not their constitutional authority. It's not their jurisdiction, and they can't be doing it. And that's plain and simply all there is to it. And so my book spells this out, that the sheriffs have the authority to stand against the federal government, and people are looking for that answer. No matter where I go, people are looking for that same answer. And the solution is right in your back door. It's as plain as the nose on your face. Those who have sworn an oath to uphold and defend the United States Constitution are responsible to do just that. And I will tell you, Barbara Jean, I will no longer accept the huge disconnect from officials, especially sheriffs, who are the ultimate protector of the people. I will not accept the huge disconnect that goes between them promising to uphold and defend the Constitution and then turn right around and say, oh, but it's not my job to uphold and defend the United States Constitution. I'm sorry, I can't take that anymore. I will not accept that.
In your book, you cite where Article 6, Paragraphs 3 states it very clearly. All executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support the Constitution.
Yes.
And how do they forget that so quickly? Let me just run by something that's just happened this morning that will fit, I think, with what you're trying to convey to the people, the power of the people. Starting with the pandemic in Mexico when it first hit, I was out of town, but I went and I called the office of the Lieutenant Governor, Gary Herbert, of the state of Utah, because I knew him and I had had interaction with him in Utah County early on. And this was before anybody knew that he would be now put in the position eventually here shortly as the governor. So to the lieutenant governor, my calls went. I called for 2 or 3 days. I finally told his secretary that I would be highly insulted if he did not return my call. He finally did. And I said, I have information and research and people who have been looking at this issue, their information needs to get to you as Lieutenant Governor. I need to see you. I'd like an appointment. He said, well, contact me by email, which was done, and then thereafter letters written. There have been letters written on June 6th, June 30th, and July 13th. Before and just after the last July 30th letter, and a call was made, and a group, one of our group was told, oh, you have to fill out a form. So on July 13th, copies of the other letter information and this new form was filled out and taken to the Lieutenant Governor's office, hand carried. This very morning, and we'll get back to your email in a minute, this very morning we got a call back from Ashley saying that the Lieutenant Governor is very busy and he would like our inquiry to be referred to and get in touch with the health department to hear our message. And I, like you, am very disappointed in the disconnect. Here is a group with very valuable information, including a former congressman and a doctor who would like to visit with him personally to have this information delivered to state government in regard to this potential mandated vaccination story. And we are now told to make different calls, go a different direction. Yes. One of the gentlemen involved has actually called the president of the Senate after getting this message this morning. And I can report a glimmer of hope that we feel that maybe a meeting will be held with the senator. Now, trust America. The information that was sent was a careful lineup of all the different amendments and legislation involved in the idea of control over an event such as we're heading toward.
Yeah.
And someone needs to let the people know. They do not know that they will be considered a felon if they aren't taking the mandate of the vaccination. They do not know they don't have a choice.
Yeah, and I think that's another area where local authorities have got to get involved. But this can't happen unless we're educated and reaching out fundamentally to adhere to the principles of our Constitution. And I think that a lot of this has been really misplaced and forgotten through the last 50, 60 years during the evolution that our country has taken, and including law enforcement. And I think it's a simple process for each one of us in government, no matter where we stand, from the president all the way up to the local dog catcher. Everybody is here for one reason, and that is to secure these rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and property. And so if we can get local officials to do that, they'll see the dangers of everything coming down the pike, of forced inoculations, widespread unilateral inoculations of the entire citizenry. We've got to be on board with these things. And, you know, I have a very close friend who's a nurse, and she won't do any inoculations of her children when they're born. And in fact, being a nurse, she still had all her children at home. And so, you know, she's an amazing lady, and I've learned a lot from her. The main thing I learned is being able to say no if you don't agree with something, whether it's coming down from Washington, D.C., or from the medical associations. There's a lot of things that are just off track. And I think if we get together and look at this as law enforcement and local leaders, we'll see the truth.
I understand there's a gentleman named John Hamill that was wanting to join with you, Sheriff Mack, for some dialogue and interaction, and I understand that John is now online. Good afternoon to you, John.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me on.
All right. Let me just go a little further with the situation here in Utah,
well,
and then I'll...
Let me do something here, Barbara. Do you have an email that I could forward this... There's a picture, and this is all about the book that I was telling you about from Bruce Bullock.
Okay.
From Texas. And it actually has a picture of him delivering a copy of my book to all 97 people within this sheriff's office.
How great. That's a great message.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll talk about that, okay? Deliver to people that need to hear from the people. Taking truth to power. That's where it's at. 2009, Take the Truth to Power.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyou.com. That's learnthesecretstoyou.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. I'm looking at the book, County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. The sheriff and the governor are the state officials who have the authority to call out citizen volunteers into a militia. They have the authority, the governor and or the sheriff, and the sheriff has the power of the county. So we have to remember that before I leave the story of Lieutenant Governor Gary Herbert of the state of Utah and the need for a group with doctors and former congressmen and others wanting to visit with him to share the information that there has been the reemergence and the reconstruct of the 1918 virus by government contract from 1997 to 2003. People worked on that, and now it's with us. The telephone number, in case you would like to suggest that this group should have an audience, 801-538-1000 for the governor's office, and we know that the lieutenant governor will be the governor. Another number, 1-800-538-1041. Once again, 1-800-538-1041. Just say from Florida, from Wisconsin, or from wherever, Canada, that we have heard that people would like to meet with you, Lieutenant Governor Herbert, in regard to the potential pandemic of this fall. Sheriff Mack and Mr. Hamill, the time is yours.
Well, I think there's so much going on regarding every angle, and it looks like that isn't Huntsman leaving to take
yes,
his post?
Yes, he is.
So, yeah, Herbert's going to be the new governor. And I remember Herbert when he was the county commissioner in Utah County.
I do, too.
And he's had his fair share of problems and troubles, and I think that a good part of that is political correctness. And so I hope that he'll stand up and listen and be a true constitutional governor. And that's exactly what we need in our states right now, are people who know and understand state sovereignty and the power that we have maintained, and remember that the federal government was formed by the states, not the other way around.
You were telling about the gentleman who had delivered a book to many of his colleagues. Can you pick it up there? And then you can bring in John when you want, okay?
Yeah. Bruce Bullock, and I'm looking at his picture right here, and he said, "We finally completed the delivery of your book to the sheriff deputies in Brazoria County." That's in Texas. I'm attaching a copy of the press release and a photo of the delivery of the 97 copies, the county sheriff, America's Last Hope, and our little green pocket book, The Constitution of the United States and the Declaration of Independence, contributed by Dr. Ron Paul. The presentation went well, and our sheriff, Chuck Wagner, is totally on board with us. We thank you for your service to our country and your staunch support of freedom and liberty. And again, signed by Bruce Bullock. This is one citizen who took it upon himself to make sure that his sheriff and their department all were educated about this movement in restoring our Constitution and putting the sheriff as the lead law enforcement authority, which he is and always has been. And now everybody in that department has this book. And again, he purchased 97 copies and made sure they get out. So
I just have a hypothetical here, Sheriff Mac. Mm-hmm, if the sheriff of Utah County determined that his citizens didn't have to have the vaccine, could a sheriff say, no, the citizens here will not have their children in schools given the vaccine this fall?
Well, he could say that. Say that they will not have it, just simply say this will not be forced. And he needs to present the education and allow the people to make a wise choice on their own. If people, after studying the issue, still want to take the vaccination, I guess it would be their choice. The sheriff can't make that choice for them. But he needs to make sure that he's educated and thus has a responsibility to educate people about the dangers that are coming down. That's what he's there for. He's there to protect his citizens and to allow their free choice.
And if they're mandated, he could still take that position?
Absolutely. Of course. That's his job. He took the oath. You just quoted the oath was required in the Constitution itself.
That's right. So it's a return, ladies and gentlemen, to constitutional government, not interpretations that and abuse like we have seen coming from legislation from the Congress and even in our own state houses. It's a return to constitutional government.
Can I interject something?
Yeah, yes. I was hoping you would.
Okay. It's important for people to realize the origins of this weaponized vaccine. During the Carter administration, a task force was appointed to expand on a Club of Rome report. The Club of Rome report they expanded on was titled Rio, Reshaping the International Order, which called for a new international order, including an economic redistribution of wealth. And this task force that the Carter administration appointed to expand on the report published something called the Global 2000 Report in 1980.
We are going to go to break, sir. If you'll just hold your thought, we'll pick it up. Published 1980 when we come back. Very interesting.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Here we go. We're going to make a difference. We're going to return to that is correct. The guideline of the Constitution, the power of the people. We have John illuminating an elite group and their idea for the world. We'll pick it up there. Welcome, John. You're back online. Go ahead.
Thank you. I was talking about the Global 2000 report, which was published by the Carter administration. In this report, they attempted to project global economic trends for the next 20 years. This was in 1980. And they indicated that the resources of the planet were not sufficient enough to support the dramatic increase in world population. The report called for the population of the United States to be reduced by 100 million people by the year 2050. Harold T. Odom, a marine biologist at the University of Florida who was a member of the Club of Rome, was quoted in the August 1980 edition of Fusion magazine as saying, quote, "It is necessary that the United States cut its population by two-thirds within the next 50 years." He didn't say how this would be accomplished. True Ott and I and Bill Deagle believe that this weaponized vaccine is the means by which they intend to cull our numbers. And I might also mention that even if people take this vaccine voluntarily, it is a biological weapon. It has live attenuated viruses. Anyone that volunteers to be injected with this vaccine becomes a carrier who will infect everyone around them. So I would encourage sheriffs not to allow any vaccine clinics into their county, whether the vaccine is to be given voluntarily or not. This is a biological weapon, and that fact must be made very apparent to people. I would strongly encourage you, Sheriff Mack, to consider a strong conversation with the people that run the Oath Keepers organization so that they will take a very, very close look at this vaccine issue and use it for recruiting more people to that wonderful organization that you're involved with, because we need to get all sheriffs and all police and all National Guardsmen aware of the fact that our country is under attack right now. This is not a laughing matter. This is a very serious situation. It's going to affect us all. It's coming down from really high places. It's high treason.
Well, I think if you went to most sheriffs with this, it would be kind of meat before the milk. And it's an issue that it doesn't take just a day to absorb. It's something that the sheriffs are going to have to look at, research. In fact, you would probably want that. I mean, you don't want the sheriff just believing anything and everything from whoever comes down. I mean,
oh no, I wouldn't expect him to. Here in my county, I've begun a dialogue with my local sheriff, who has been given a copy of your book as well as a copy of the videotaped interview that someone from California did with you. And our group here is going to be meeting with our sheriff, who is a highly educated man. He's an attorney as well as a sheriff, and he believes in principle in the things that you're saying. So I believe we have the opportunity to have the dialogue with him that I'm hoping to have. I realize not all sheriffs might have his level of education or his ability to quickly grasp things that people Trudeau are talking about, but I don't think we have a lot of time.
Well, we don't. We don't on a lot of angles on this whole freedom issue, on restoring our Constitution. And I'm hoping that the sheriffs are going to look at that first and see the necessity of it and see their patriotic duty and their protection duty, the duty to protect their citizens. But we're going to be throwing so much on this plate at them. I don't know if they're going to get it or if they're just going to throw the plate away.
That's why I think the Oath Keepers organization needs to discuss these things with people like True Ott and Dr. Bill Deagle, so they can be up to speed sufficiently to incorporate those people's message into their website so that we can convey some urgency into people. I realize this is the hardest time of year to organize people during the summer when people are on vacation, but no one knows what's going to happen, for example, when FEMA conducts their exercise at the end of July with foreign troops from Canada, Mexico, Australia, and the UK. It wouldn't take much for them to make that go live.
What I would like to just bring here for the clarification for someone who has just entered into listening here and saying, what are these people talking about? Dr. Ott has taken the opportunity on July 17th, once again, taking information to someone in high power place. Dear Secretary Sebelius, and he writes to her and asks her, do you know that a team of viral pathologists led by Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger at Fort Detrick, Maryland, began to work in 1997 to recreate the 1918 killer virus? One might ask, why would anybody want to do that? It was laid to bed with the dinosaurs, but now we have recreated it, and it killed 20 million people in 1918 and 1919 in the United States, others worldwide. So this is where we are. So they've recreated it now, and what are they calling it? Novel H1N1. And in March 1997, Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger is quoted as saying, the Spanish flu influenza pandemic killed at least 20 million people, making it the worst infectious pandemic in history. Listen to this. Understanding the origins of the 1918 virus and the basis for its exceptional virulence may aid in the prediction of future influenza pandemics. And he goes on to describe it, and it is H1N1 influenza A, a novel virus. Okay, so he recreated it. We know that. Most people don't know that. And this is what they're calling this flu now in 2009. And trust that in 2005, by executive order, President George W. Bush signed on that nobody has any recourse against anybody that gives the vaccination or creates it, or government entities or health professionals. So that's different than 1976, when people who died from what they were given or became paralyzed had some recourse for monetary, return. So they're all put together. That's one reason we were so concerned in talking to someone in the lieutenant governor, soon to be governor, to have someone be able to say, not in Utah. We're not going to do this story.
Boy, and in the I would sure like to see it happen at that level, and regardless of what level it happens at, I really think the state and taking that approach should consider that at the highest level right there at the governor's office. I really think that we're going to be throwing so much at the sheriffs. You know, there's people who have come up and told me, we've got to tell sheriffs about chemtrails, and we got to tell sheriffs about the FEMA camps, and we got to tell sheriffs about all these other things. In fact, there's a group wanting the sheriffs to get together and arrest Obama for not having a birth certificate to become president legally. We're going to keep throwing so much at the sheriffs here, they're going to get so confused and bogged down with all this, they're not going to know what to do.
Who
and
is?
So, well, I don't know. I really don't.
The reason I say that, because I believe so much is being thrown at every citizen of the United States, firing, like just like a machine gun, these ideas, these concepts.
Or maybe like a shotgun approach, if you spread it out far and long enough, it's going to hit something. And I really admire the work that Truott and others have done. I've met him before. But where do we take all this? Take it all the way. If you take it to a sheriff right now, if you go to a sheriff, go to your sheriff. Tell your sheriff about this information. I just don't think it's going to be something that he's going to be able to swallow or understand or spend time investigating.
Okay, but what has got to happen is an awareness of the people. They do not realize, by the slimmest margin, that all of this legislation is in place, that they could be a felon tomorrow if they choose not to take the vaccination.
I totally agree with that. But the thing of it is, where do we take this from here? And public awareness,
something?
Like these radio shows, I agree with. But
can I suggest something?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm all ears.
Okay. I never heard of the Oath Keepers organization until someone I was talking with emailed me a YouTube that did an excellent job of introducing the organization and what its goals were to not obey illegal orders, such as orders to engage in warrantless searches and things like that.
Right.
And they showed some footage on there from Hurricane Katrina that showed police doing dubious things that really did violate people's rights. And the idea is, we must create an organization to educate sheriffs and police so that these kind of abuses don't occur again. Well, I think that's a wonderful thing, but I think maybe the Oath Keepers could create a YouTube specifically oriented to bringing law enforcement up to speed on some of the things that Truott and Bill Deagle have been trying so hard to warn people about. Because one of the things I discovered in the context of being in the loop on Truott's communications with an attorney, where he was attempting to figure out a way to file an injunction to stop this forced vaccine, we determined that it isn't possible to go that route. We don't have enough time. You can't file a lawsuit before something has happened.
Well, I know.
And so I think,
the lawsuit route.
We need to do things like have a succinct YouTube that brings people up to speed on the fact that we're under attack. This is all premeditated. This is all planned. This is all coming straight out of the Global 2000 report and the Club of Rome. This is something that was planned in very high places It's being orchestrated through the Centers for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, and we're the target. We're considered useless eaters. This is an effort to cull our numbers.
But I'm not disputing any of this being valid. I'm only questioning how do we take it? Where do we take it from here? I mean, I'm asking each of you, if you took this directly to your own sheriffs, what do you think their response would be?
I'm in a process right now of trying to assemble a local team of people to help me do that. It is like pulling teeth just to try to get a group of citizens together for this purpose, especially at this time of year. But I feel a strong impetus to try because I say we have to. And I have an email distribution list of thousands of people across the country who I've urged to get your book and bring it to their sheriff and to assemble a group. And some of these people are, in fact, doing that. I hope some of them are listening to this show right now because I sent an alert out urging them all to tune it in. You're doing a wonderful job, Sheriff Mack. I just wanted to thank you. I can't say enough how much I appreciate your book.
Well, thanks.
It does give everybody a ray of hope and encouragement to go visit and learn to know your personal sheriff in your county. I guess that's next on our list as a group with the information that we have collected. The other thing that is so frightening as we talk about our country being looted as if it were under the attack of Attila the Hun or Genghis Khan, in the words of the recent writing by Dr. Vieira, the backdrop also includes the World Health Organization and a level 6 in the fierce and ferocity and the frightening aspect of a global pandemic. So the key has been turned, so to speak. We wake up and we think it's a normal day, but World Health Organization has said we're at level 6. Globe, here we are. We have all this power now. We're at level 6. Now we're going to have this inundation with these untested vaccine, weaponized vaccines, live virus type story. One of the most exciting things that I saw that kind of gave merit was go to, and I mentioned this yesterday, whatreallyhappened.com, the web of Mike Rivero, and scroll down until you come to a video about 1976. You see Gerald Ford, President Gerald Ford, announcing this vaccination for everybody, swine flu, 1976. And that's in the fall. And by December, they had to call it off because the vaccine was so deadly and contaminated, people were dying, and they couldn't stop that. And at that time, people could sue. But guess how he designated the vaccine? Same story. He actually described it as the vaccine from 1918 in his blurb on television. It's live. You can see it through video. These kind of things should make a difference for America because it's not just me talking. It's videos and leaders talking back on the, telling you of a great, horrible mistake. We have John in Idaho. You're on with Great Men. Sheriff Mack. Sheriff Mack stands tall across this country. We have John Hamill on as well. John, it's your moment.
Bless you all. Honor, truly. I was so very impressed considering Sheriff Mack did such wonderful work, Prince Mack, which so few are aware of. But it is not only duty, but responsibility to advise and or lead the community by that example of local responsibility of lawful order. I was hoping that the young man's words, could be applied, considering that there are a very small but very ardent contingent that understand the strategy of supporting Sheriff Mack through that mechanism, because once it gets tweeted out, everybody is aware, and it's one more straw on their camel's back.
Right.
A peaceful transition. If they, Sheriff Mack, considering your vast experience and knowledge, if they are unwilling to hear, we have small correspondence groups that are attempting to communicate with everybody from the bailiffs in an unruly courtroom of assault all the way to the sheriff's department. But it's the fire department that mentioned in public airwaves what we're going to do about the splinter groups, and they have arrest power. How would you advise that?
Well, it sounds like we're going to break. But
we'll go to break here. We'll be right back. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. Busy day, busy world.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Question there, and I guess I'd like to ask you before the time goes, will you take the vaccination, and how will you handle that when it comes to you? So I think it's the caller that was talking to you and your answer to him.
You're addressing that to me, Barbara?
Uh-huh, I am.
No, I'm not going to take it. But the question that we're really dealing with here is how do we educate the masses and get sheriffs to stop this? And I'm just going to be honest, and I'm trying to be upfront with everybody on this issue, because I don't think it's going to be as easy as that. And I don't think Oath Keepers can stop paying attention to the oath and then start campaigning against this. I think it's putting the groups in to a position where their first message is not going to be listened to, and this other one is going to completely take over and saturate the effort and movement. I don't know how to educate people necessarily on these key issues. I don't.
I have a comment to that. I think the Oath Keepers would grow exponentially if they had something on this issue to convey the urgency of the situation, because you've got a lot of people out there, I think, that would be more ready and willing to really stand behind their oath if they really fully, if they understood the degree to which they're under attack.
And another thing, too, is I'm not part of the Oath Keepers hierarchy. I'm just a member.
Okay, can you help me get in touch with the people that run the group?
Stuart Rhodes. I mean, I think their website is up now. I would be more than happy to forward you his email. And Dave Freeman and others who are working high with this group, you know, they've been around 4 months. And it's just not an easy thing to do to get a new organization and say, well, we know you're doing a great job, and we really appreciate what you're doing and bringing attention to the oath of office, but now we want you to take this other cause on. And it might be worthy. It might be very worthy. But when I go around the country, I even talk about these sundry issues and some of the conspiracy theories, chemtrails and FEMA camps and everything that's going on, and including this one. And where do you put everything in order? You know, I don't know. And what I do know, and let me make this perfectly clear here, a sheriff who is still wondering about his oath of office and just starting to learn about the Constitution, and you hit him with this, I don't think it'll go anywhere.
Well,
and
it may depend on the sheriff, but I think we have to try, considering what is at stake. And I might also add, a friend of mine was injected with the swine flu vaccine in 1976 at Fort Dix, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And his health has been destroyed. He's one of very few people remaining alive from that Nazi-like experiment.
And again, I'm not questioning the validity of this. I am only posing some realistic logistics in taking this to sheriffs.
Oh, believe me, I totally hear you loud and clear. I totally understand. I mean, I'm facing that right here in my own county, you know, trying to figure out the best way to approach my sheriff here. And
what I have maintained all along, and I said this on Barbara Jean's show before, and I'll say it again, when we go to the sheriffs that this is very new to, about keeping the oath and upholding, defending the Constitution and protecting citizens from federal incursions, you got to keep the message simple.
Where is the law to protect the people? It's the Declaration of Independence, and it's the Constitution. We have to all start there. We are empowered with those things. Take it to the sheriffs and take it to your leaders. I wish there were easier answers. Gentlemen, I'm honored to speak with you. We're going to go to the top, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
With recent internet.